La Tasta Cafe, Sulad, su KVPI AM 1050, su KVPI FM Classic Hits 92.5. Le programme à ce matin, c'est un gros mercredi, le 2 d'octobre, est présenté à vous comme un service par Industrial Supply and Sports, Sooner Auto Salvage, Sester Young Appliance, Furniture and Floor Covering, Raider Insulation Express, Roy Motors, Blake's Pharmacy, Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop, Prairie Plaza, U-Storage Self-Storage, Unlimited Home Care of Louisiana, Flat Town Farm Supply, Fontenot Physical Therapy et le Jean-Mard Incorporated. Ça, c'est les sponsors qui font possible notre programme tous les mercredis à 16h ici, comme un service par notre sponsors sur KVPI. Et n'oublie pas, tu peux écouter les deux stations pour le restant de notre programme sur KVPI AM 1050 et sur KVPI FM Classic Hits 92.5. Ça, c'est Mark Lane, Jim Swallow, Vite ici pour commencer. Pour accepter votre phone calls à ce matin sur la tasse de café, n'oubliez pas, si tu es loin d'ici, tu peux écouter sur notre website à kvpionline.com et classichits925.com. Les lignes de téléphone sont ouvertes à cette heure jusqu'à la finition de notre programme à 337-363-2124, 337-363-2124. Pour charrer avec Jim et moi à ce matin sur n'importe quel sujet, peut-être un compte, une question, un comment, ou t'as un mémoire tu veux charrer avec nous en des années passées. 363-2124. Et bonjour, Jim.
Bonjour, Marc. Bonjour. Bon, je vais te dire quoi. Le soleil n'est pas prêt de lâcher. Hein?
Non.
Ça fait, on dirait, on est rendu dans le mois d'octobre, on devrait voir un petit vent nord, tu connais, tous les temps en temps, pour rafraîchir les affaires, mais jusqu'à cette heure, les vents nord est beaucoup rare.
Accordons à notre forecaster, Dave, il dit « Bonheur la semaine qui vient, peut-être on va avoir un petit cool front. »
Ce serait bien à souhaiter qu'on pourrait avoir un cool front, parce que la dame là-bas de Montana, Miss Penny, elle a dit que ils ont vu autour de 2 pieds de neige qui avaient tombé là-bas. Ça se fait. C'est pas tout à fait comme
no,
ici.
No, we don't want any snow. Just no. A little cool front.
Right, exactly. Let's see. A word of the day.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to find here. A crumb. C-R-U-M-B. Crumb.
Crumb. Un grimy.
Exactement. Un grimy. That's the word for crumb, very small particles, un grémi.
Uh-huh.
All right, un petit grémi de... Qu'on va faire des petits grémis de manger, moi je connais pas, ou des petits morceaux de gâteau. 337-363-2124, s'il vous plaît.
Give me a memory, Jim, since we're only a week away from Cotton Festival time. What are your favorite memories of the Cotton Festival of long ago, Jim?
Oh, mes amis. Mark, you're putting me on the spot here.
I want to talk about Cotton Festival between now and next week, Jim.
All right. Le Festival de Coton. I remember when the fair was on Court Street. You're in front of the courthouse at one time. Then it was on Main Street, but then that was done away with because it was blocking a major highway, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then it was taken to, the Druitt area, just off Whiteville Road. And where is the fair? I'm talking about the street fair, Mark. I'm trying to remember where it's held now in recent times.
It's back here. It's at City Park, right
at
there.
At City Park,
right
okay.
Next to the Civic Center.
Right, at City Park. And I remember going to the fair, and one of my favorite things, Mark, was the corn dogs.
Oh, my goodness.
You could watch them make them right there in front of you. And then, of course, then let's not forget the cotton candy that was very, very good.
And the candy apple.
Uh-huh, and the candy apples. But that was hard on the teeth. The candy apples. You know?
What is it? You can never match the taste of a corn dog at the fair. That you can do all you want, but they're they always taste better at the fair for some reason.
Because they were making them fresh in front of you right there. And it was the atmosphere, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's what it is.
Oh, Lord. And of course, another thing at the fair, Mark, que j'aime faire, you remember the little drag line thing? You could put you'd put a quarter in and then turn it and
try to grab a prize.
A prize, yeah. Right.
And same thing with popcorn, Jim. Why does the popcorn always tastes better at the show than the homemade popcorn?
I don't know, but like we said, maybe it's the atmosphere or the situation. Yeah. I don't know. Perhaps somebody listening right now would have a suggestion as to how come.
Let's take a call.
Mon cheveu, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Bonjour à tous. Il est là ce matin.
Il est arrivé ce matin.
Oui. I want to say a few words about our establishment there on 700 South Chitanya Street in Ville Platte. You store at many warehouses where we have the regular warehouses and the climate control warehouses, especially when it's hot like it is today. Those climate control warehouses are very nice to go in and out to check on your goods in and put stuff in, take some out. We have both, and we have them in different sizes, and you can rent them for as long as you want. And you'll find the prices are very economical. If you compare prices with we charge and what you'd have to pay for out-of-town storage, it would be unreal. So we've got the small-town prices, but the good service and the good facilities for you. So you come by and see us at U Storage Warehouse. Our office hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 4. We have somebody on duty that during those hours that can help you out. But once you rent a warehouse, you can go in and out of your warehouse 24/7, 8 days a week. There's no problem there. And we want to mention also that we're the UPS drop-off spot to return UPS shipments if you got the shipping label. And then if you want to ship something by UPS, you can bring it there, and the staff will be able to help you package it up and get it off. So you won't remember that, too. And then, of course, in the lobby is our Floyd's record shop, many Floyd's record shop. But it's still there, and we've got the music for you. We've got the CDs that are slowly but surely disappearing. Those of you who want to get your collection in order and have been waiting alone for a while to pick up a certain particular album by your favorite artist on CD, a lot of these CDs will be out of print before too long, and you won't be able to get them in hard copy form. So if you're a collector and you want to bring your collection up to date, come by and see us. We've got the music of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s up to now in rhythm and blues, country western pop, and Zydeco, swamp pop, Cajun. We've got it all for you, and if we don't have the particular selection, but if it's still in print, we can probably get it for you within a couple of days at no additional cost. So come by and see us. And if you're looking for a phonograph, if you've got some old records and your phonograph is shot, but you need another phonograph, we've got just a phonograph for you, one that will play your 45s and LPs, and it will also make your own CDs very easy, so that you can turn all your vinyl albums and 45s into CDs at home, at your ease, very, very easy. It does all that, and then it's got an AM-FM radio along with that catches KVPI FM and AM. So it's a wonderful package and a nice wood cabinet. Come by and see them. We've sold quite a few of those in the last few weeks, and we invite people to come by and get a demonstration, and we can show you how nice it is to own one of those as well. So that's about my story for U Stewart and Floyd's Record Shop this morning. And peut-être un petit compte, Elmer.
Un bon compte, c'est d'accord, oui.
All right. Thibodeau et Boudreau, c'est des bons amis. Et ça se mettait ensemble tous les semaines. Puis ça commençait à parler de la politique ou quelque chose d'autre de nouvelle. Un semaine, ils sont joints et Thibodeau a dit à Boudreau, il dit, Boudreau, il dit, je peux t'observer, mon ami, on dirait que tu peux prendre un tas de poids. Il dit, je connais, c'est pas bon pour ta santé, ça. Tu peux prendre un tas de poids. Et il dit, je pense que tu manges le mauvais manger. Il dit, tu connais, les docteurs vont tout le temps dire, il faut pas que tu manges trop. Et ça, tu manges, faut pas que tu manges trop de la graisse. Il faut que tu manges des légumes et des fruits et tout ça. Il dit, ça va tenir en bon ordre. Là, tu prends des exercices. Il dit, ça, c'est bon même. Il dit, tu manges un peu de légumes? Ouais, il dit un petit peu. Il dit, j'aime mieux la douceur. Donc, mais il dit, et les fruits? Tu aimes les fruits? Tu connais la chanson à Camille Doucet, là, une pomme par jour? Il dit, va te donner de la bonne santé. Oh, mais si ça, c'est l'affaire, il dit, je peux te dire, il dit, avant hier, la femme a fait une grosse, grosse tarte. Et il dit, j'ai mangé 8 pommes dans la tarte.
8 pommes dans la tarte, mais ça c'était bon pour sa santé.
Oui, j'ai mangé 8 pommes.
Comment tu crois? Oh, mais.
He must be really healthy then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's Lord. It for this morning.
Oh, Floyd, one thing.
Wait. Oui.
I had a visit by someone named Chris Swallow yesterday.
Oh, really? I seem to know that name.
Yes, a Mr. Thank Chris you. Swallow from Flattown Music, and he came out with a new CD.
Yes, and we've been waiting to do that one for quite some time.
Or do you want us to wait a little while? Can we say something about it?
Oh, no, go ahead. It's all right.
The brand new CD featuring all of the good songs by Rufus Jagnaud is being released. Opelousa Sostan and all the other greats.
I remember somebody by the name of Rufus Jagnaud. I worked with him a while, years back.
We had a lot of good times with that. That particular song, as they say, was Cajun before Cajun was cool.
Right.
And it was a remarkable little record, and people loved it and had a lot of fun with it. And the jukeboxes had it on all over the place, and people still remember it. And we had been waiting to work with Benny to get a collection of all those things together and get his input on some of that with the storyline that goes with it. So it's a nice package for the fans, so that'll bring back memories. And I went to a place in Shreveport recently. There was a little band that was advertised. It wasn't Rufus Jagnaud, but he called himself Rufus. I forget the last name he used. It was close to Jagnaud, but it was not Jagnaud. And I'm thinking, boy, you guys are bordering on some success here. But regardless, we'll have that CD available probably within the next few days. And I don't know when Chris has the official date for it, but I have a hunch that we should have some inventory sometime next week. And so it'd be a good time to come by and pick up a copy of that one and maybe something else that you've been missing out on that we have. And I think the fans, Swamp Pop fans and whatnot, they're going to like to hear those old stories again. Port Barry, and he had his version of The Back Door, and of course, Opelousa Sostan, and quite a few other numbers that were very entertaining. And I think it's going to make a nice collection for their fans, and long due.
Absolutely. Thanks for bringing it back, Floyd, and you and Chris.
We're trying to do that. We still have a lot of stuff in our vault that has not been turned over into CD, and if we don't hurry up and do it, CD after a while may not be there. So we want to try to get it in some kind of hard copy, because the 45s are gone and the albums are gone, so the vinyl album. So now you got to try to get it on that CD. Otherwise, you'd have to look for streaming, and I'm not for streaming too much. I'd rather have my hard copy. So that's one way of getting it. And I want to mention that the folks need to come by and check out and look at their collection, what kind of shape it's in, and you might want to update it.
And Floyd, Now you talk about those turntables and all that, but they're not playing 78 RPMs anymore, are they?
No, I don't think so. I think the one we have is 45 and 33, not 78. So if you want a 78, when you have to go look at an antique place, maybe they might have something there.
Absolutely.
Early on, they were 78 and 33 and 45. I remember we sold the Dickens out of a Voice of Music. 1210 was a model number, I think. And it had a real nice sound for the money, nice little wooden cabinet covered with vinyl. And it would drop those 12 45s, or it would drop 10 albums, or you could drop 10 78s, one after the other. And it was a wonderful, wonderful unit.
Well, we learned a lot of stuff this morning.
I hope so.
Thank you, Floyd.
All right, plus tard.
Okay, and speaking of Opelousa Sostan, let me jog your memory right now. Hearing that more and more with that new collection out, so check it out, the new CD by Rufus Jagnot. And you got your coffee, Jim.
Oh, ben qu'a passé le café, moi je vais te dire, j'avais besoin une petite goutte de café. Quand même, il n'y a pas de vent nord dehors, ça fait du bien boire un petit peu de café, tandis que j'ai préparé comme ça.
Jim, I wanted to call our attention to our listeners who have Facebook. To go to our Facebook page, we shared this, I think, with our good friend Mike Perron, who's our new co-host on Mondays with you, Jim. And you might have talked about this. From the courthouse steps, an old Gazette picture, Elo Fuselier winning the district attorney, or actually he's campaigning on the courthouse steps. He was running for district attorney. It says a young Ville Platte attorney, Elo Fuselier, won a sensational victory at the polls Tuesday. So back then it was Tuesday elections, and Jim.
Right. Oh, yeah. Tuesday was election day. All right. But then I see some other names up there.
Yeah.
Tate, Rosa, Thompson, and O'Neill.
We're so all winners.
Tate was for the judge?
Yeah, I think so. I'm trying to read this. Elo Fuselier beat Herman Gilry, and Alladay Rozov Shatanya beat Clint Gilry for the office of maybe juror. I'm not sure. I can't make out. It's very small writing.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a very nice picture, Jim, and you can see the crowds of people gathered around Elo Fuselier on the courthouse steps many, many years ago.
Well, I'll tell you what, that old courthouse, the steps in front of that old courthouse saw many, many a campaign speech, mm-hmm. you know, whether it was for local elections or for governor. And I can well remember when old Uncle Earl came to the Ville Platte courthouse to make his speech and talked about his Delisoupe Morrison, who is also running for governor. And then, of course, I remember when Governor Jimmy Davis came to the Ville Platte Courthouse and brought his band along with him, and there was a lot of great activity there.
We're going to take a break. On va écouter un spécial message pour Fontenot Physical Therapy. Don't forget, les lignes de téléphone ouvertes. Appelle-nous à 363-2124.
Fontenot Physical Therapy and Fontenot Physical Therapy West have contracted with a number of local home health agencies to provide physical therapy services, including Evangeline Home Health and Ville Platte Home Health. If you're a home health patient, you have the right by federal law to use a physical therapist of your choice. Be sure to tell your physician and home health agency that you want Fontenot Physical Therapy or Fontenot Physical Therapy West. Therapist Tim and Susie Fontenot remind listeners, if you're having problems with loss of balance, dizziness, or vertigo, ask your doctor if physical therapy would be right for you. Both Tim and Susie have special training in these areas. In Ville Platte, contact Tim Fontenot at 433 Jack Miller Road or call 363-0095. For the Vidrine, Pine Prairie, and Chico areas, visit with physical therapist Susie Fontenot at Fontenot Physical Therapy West in the Vidrine Community Clinic. Call 506-3510. They represent a combined 66 years of experience, and they put that experience to work for you. That's Fontenot Physical Therapy and Fontenot Physical Therapy West, where you're always a winner.
All right, thank you, Cheryl. And right now, let's talk about Roy Motors, your Chevrolet dealer in Opelousas for over 80 years. And you know what? They're proud to help keep our French culture and traditions and language alive, and to be part of La Tasse de Café for a long time. You know, they work hard to earn your business by offering you the very best quality of service and fair, no-pressure deals in both their brand-new Chevys and their used car department. And customers get genuine, honest help from the folks in the service department and the body shop, the collision center. And you know what? You can call them today, 337-942-9701. 937-942-9701. 9 4 And you know what? They're conveniently located at 929 North Main in Opelousas. So if you want to get the process started in purchasing a vehicle, you can go online to roymotors.com and even apply for financing and check out their inventory too. Roy Motors in Opelousas, where friends meet, and there's a reason.
All right, Jim, and while we wait for another phone call, we have another old-timey record from our good friend Wade. You got your coffee.
Oui, c'est beaucoup bon. Je l'avais besoin. Merci beaucoup, Becky.
We're going to talk about another old-timey record, compliments of our good friend, Mr. Wade Falcon, as he continues his fantastic research in all those old-timey Cajun records. This time, on va charrer pour Happy Fats LeBlanc, Jim.
Leroy
LeBlanc, recorded with his band, the Rainbow Ramblers, Jim, back in the 30s when he began with RCA Records, and later his music focused on hillbilly and country styles, and he had different people on vocals for different songs, including Al Terry and Bob Terry. Those names ring a bell to you?
Al Seyus Terrio.
Exactly, his real name. Anyway, this song that Happy Fats we're going to play for was on a label called Bella Records.
Wow.
The Bella label was created by a fellow by the name of John Pusateri out of San Jose, California. John Pusateri was a native of Franklin, but he moved to San Jose in California back in the 20s, but he kept in good contact with all the musicians of South Louisiana. By 1952, Happy Fats had met Pusateri and recorded four of the songs, including one called The Sugarcane Festival. Sugarcane is one of many strong, vibrant agricultural crops of South Louisiana. The song refers to the annual Louisiana Sugarcane Festival held in New Iberia.
Although going on now.
Yeah, exactly. The recordings were slated to be recorded in California, but they ended up, the song was recorded in Houston at the ACA Studios in time for the New Iberia Festival. So we're going to play a little bit of Happy Fats and the Rainbow Ramblers and the Sugarcane Festival.
Down where the beautiful bayou days glow, there's a place that I know I'm longing to go. From far away, they all come down to see the fun and the frolic in the bayou country. Oh, Sugarcane Festival, Sugarcane Festival, yonder way down the bayou. Sugarcane Festival, Sugarcane Festival, yonder way down the bayou.
Telling me, Jim, that Happy Fats would enjoy eating at a certain establishment here in Ville Platte.
Right here in Ville Platte. Whenever he'd come to Ville Platte, Mark, he enjoyed going for a good meal at the Pig Stand. I can still picture him from many years ago.
Didn't he have a radio show? Was it on KVOL or one of those stations in Lafayette?
Right, way back in the 40s, I can remember as a young, very young person listening, and he was on KVOL, if I remember, with his regular show and the Rainbow Ramblers, of course.
Yeah, so if anybody remembers seeing Happy Fats in person, I think he had his own TV show on Channel 10.
Yes, he did,
Yeah.
Was it the Marinade Gang?
Marinade on Sunday mornings. Yeah, exactly. Give us a call, 363-2124. While we wait, allons écouter un message pour le Blake's Pharmacy. The next time your physician gives you a prescription, be sure to take it with full confidence to the registered pharmacist at Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatania and Villeplatte. Pharmacist Pat Andrews and the staff are dedicated to providing you down-home one-on-one service. You're never a number on a computer file. You're a member of their growing family of customers. Everyone at Blake's Pharmacy have one goal and one aim: to help you get well again. When you walk in through the doors of their pharmacy on South Chatania, you're greeted by their friendly personnel. And if you're looking for a new pharmacy that'll give you that old-fashioned friendly service, be sure to visit Blake's Southside Pharmacy. They'll fill your prescription exactly as ordered by your doctor. And visit them for a wide selection of trusted over-the-counter products and remedies that have helped generations of families, plus a big selection of gifts for all occasions. Blake Southside Pharmacy on South Chatania and Villeplatte. Phone 363-7497.
Okay, Jim, and we have some phone calls.
Moi, je veux. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, Jim. Roderick Thibodeau.
Roderick Thibodeau, Bordeaux from Pine Prairie. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to y'all. How y'all doing this fine, beautiful morning?
We always have a good time, Roderick, on La Tasse.
Wait. Listen, talking about Happy Fat, you know, me and Burgess, we played with Happy Fat for a good while, you know?
Y'all did? Oh, well, tell us a little bit about that, Roderick.
He had that KSLO amateur hour every Saturday.
Right, right.
And so one day we got the courage enough to go over there. So we played one song, and he said, y'all play another one, you know?
Uh-huh.
So before we left, he said, y'all come back, but we start going every Saturday.
Wow, you and Burgess Malençon.
Yeah, and then he'd make some shows in some of the school auditoriums all over.
Uh-huh.
And so we played quite a few shows with him, too, already, you know?
Wow, how about that?
And then one time he had, because that man had a lot of connections with the musicians, you know?
Yes.
One of the shows he had Hank Laughlin there, you know?
Uh-huh, how about that?
And that particular time, little Herman came with us, you know, and
right.
He wanted to adopt Herman.
No kidding. C'est Herman Lafleur, eh?
Oui, c'est Herman Lafleur, oui. And anyway, after the show, we were still pretty young. My dad and my uncle would drive us over there, you know, wherever we'd go at.
Uh-huh.
So after the show, I don't know how it all come about, but Daddy had a cap in Chico. So Happy Fat and Doc Gaudry and Hank Laughlin and all of them went and sleep there after the show. And
wow.
Then the next day we went and meet them, and Daddy cooked them a big sauce pecan or whatever, you know.
Ooh, you're making us hungry.
Yeah, so anyway, we got to know Happy pretty well quite a few years back. He was a great fella, you know, great man.
Absolutely.
What year was he doing that KSLO show? Do you remember what years that was?
I don't know, but we was in Burgess, and I was about 15 or 16. I'd have to get my pencil out now, you know. Yeah. But it was, I'd say, in early 50s.
Uh-huh.
I'd say maybe 50, 51, 52, somewhere in there, I guess, you know. Yeah.
How about that? Oh, you got some good memories.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm telling you, yeah. But he had a lot of connection with musicians, you know. He knew a lot of people in the big music business, you know. Yeah. But anyway, that's what I wanted to pass down to y'all. Yeah.
We appreciate the phone call very much.
Okay. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Thank you so much, Roderick.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Roderick. And another call, Jim.
All right. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Jamie Guillory.
Jamie Guillory, good morning to you.
And good morning to you and Mark. About Happy Fats, he was on the radio show over at KSLO in the early 50s, between 50 and 52.
Yes.
I remember seeing some things, papers there many years ago. And my former music director for KSLO was friends with Happy Fats, and he was, when he was going to college, he worked at the college campus radio station at Lafayette. And he also worked at KXKW. So I'm happy he had a show on KXKW in the early, mid-70s.
Uh-huh. All right.
And
well,
that, I wanted to pass that along to everybody. And over here, I know Saturday actually is the start of squirrel season over in Louisiana. Over here in Kentucky, it starts today.
Oh, okay. It starts today. Squirrel season in Kentucky.
Right. And in Indiana, it started September 5th.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there's so many squirrels. It's
so
not
there's
funny
gonna be
out
some
here.
Squirrel sauces.
They're real tiny.
Oh, yeah, right. Uh-huh. They're not like the big brown fox squirrels.
No. We do have some fox squirrels that are really big here, but they're orange.
Uh-huh.
They're beautiful.
Yeah, how about that? They can shine and reflect the sunlight.
Oh, yeah, very much so. Well, I want to tell everybody hello and pass that information that I knew from some time back from when I worked in opposition.
Jamie, did y'all ever get a cold front yet?
No, we are in a we're past a moderate drought over here. We did have a cooling rain sometime last month, but if you want to call it that, the four one-hundredths of an inch, which isn't much.
Well, I'll tell you what,
we haven't really had any good measurable rainfall for 3 months here.
Wow.
It is drought over here, too, Jamie.
Yeah, very, very dry over here.
Mm-hmm.
Today we're breaking a record. We're expected to be an even 100 degrees actual air temperature. And the only thing I can see is the humidity is 42% right now. So that's pretty low.
Right on, yes. Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll let y'all back to LaTosh later. Everybody have some more equal time, and y'all have a good day.
Okay, thanks for calling, Jay.
Jamie, and the phone lines are back open. Jim, we want to thank everyone last week for the two events that we were involved with, that we were at. Last Wednesday night was our big LaTosh reunion, as you were there, Charlie was there, Mike was there. We had a packed house, so we want to thank everyone that came to the restaurant and help us celebrate our annual reunion, and of course the parents who brought all those immersion kids. It was wonderful, Jim. And for those of you who didn't get to go, you're invited to go to our Facebook page. We want to thank Miss Mabel for sharing all those wonderful pictures of the crowds of people, including all the kids from the immersion program that were there. So it was a very nice program. And one other thing, another special thank you to everyone who came out to the Swamp Pop open house last Friday that we did a live remote for, Jim. And it was another big success. A lot of the Swamp Pop stars were there, and a lot of people came out. And it was very, very nice to see everybody come out and say happy birthday to the Swamp Pop Museum.
All right, Mark. Merci. Merci beaucoup. And we'll take a moment for a word from one of our sponsors, then we'll get back to more phone calls. Let's talk about Unlimited Home Care of Louisiana, providing outstanding, compassionate home care in this region for over 20 years. If your elderly loved one, or if you or someone in your family is disabled and needs help with daily tasks, but nursing home is not right for them now, in-home care will allow them to continue living independently in familiar surroundings in their home, where they're happy and comfortable. Plus, you can rest easier knowing your loved one is getting the care they deserve. They offer many types of care, making it ideal for families on a budget. Home care can range from just a few hours a day to round-the-clock care. Retirement homes are not right for everyone, but that doesn't mean the elderly or disabled, including kids, cannot get the care they need to live safely and comfortably at home. To learn more about their home care services, give Unlimited Home Care of Louisiana a phone call, 363-1663. 363-1663. 763 for a unlimited home care of Louisiana.
363-2124 c'est notre numéro de phone et c'est à peu près 8h30. On a une autre demi-heure et notre 30 minutes qui reste sur notre programme ici à KVPI. C'est un gros mercredi. Allons écouter un message pour Miss Sherry at Industrial Supply.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Sherry from Industrial Supply and Support, your True Value dealer. This morning, let's talk about hunting season. First comes dove season, then teal, then squirrel, then duck and deer. But let's not forget bow and arrow season, which comes early. Are we ever ready? No. At the last minute, you think hunting license, then ammo, then clothing. Will they fit? Did I gain weight? Where are they? Don't worry. Come see us at Industrial Sports, and we'll take care of all of your needs. We will get you a hunting license while you shop for your ammo and clothing. Our clothing is from Browning. We have pants, shirts, and t-shirts. For the rainy days, we have lacrosse boots, frog talk, and Dutch Harbor rainwear. We are newly remodeled and fully stocked. Come visit, and always remember, respect the law, the game, and the game. Please hunt safely, everyone. Our blessing goes out to our men and women in the military and in blue.
Bien, merci, Miss Sherry, for that information going on right now at Industrial Supply. Et c'est la grosse saison de la chasse qui va commencer samedi, Jim.
Oui, moi, je vais te dire, il y aura un tas du monde qui est parti au bois vendredi après-midi. Et je m'imagine qu'il y aura plein de bons soupers qui vont être préparés vendredi au soir parce que samedi, le cadre bouche. Oh, Mark! I don't know if you can pull up that Ernie Ford.
I know what you're talking
about.
You
know what I'm talking about. Yes. That Ernie Ford record of long, long ago about the bushy tails, you know? So, and you know, there's a lot of folks that have the squirrels in their yards and the oak and pecan trees and so forth that enjoy. We love to sit down and watch those squirrels play, you know, in the yard. Mark?
Okay, Jim, a little bit of Tennessee Ernie Ford and the Shotgun Boogie.
So straight, I looked out the window and over the gate. The big fat rabbits are jumping in the grass. Wait till they hear my old shotgun blast. Shotgun Boogie, I done saw your track. Look out, Mr. Rabbit, when I cock my hammer back. Well, over on the ridge is a scaly bark. Hickory nuts are big, you can see them in the dark. The big fat squirrels, they scratch and they fight. I'll be on that ridge before daylight with the shotgun boogie. All I need is one shot. Look out, bushy tail, tonight you'll be in the pot.
Brings back a few memories, Jim.
Oh, my
Shotgun
goodness.
Shotgun Boogie, does Tennessee, yeah. Ernie Ford. Old Rockin' Earn. Let me share a memory that I have, Jim, of years ago. And it involves you, Jim, because you were there. Of course, you know, I've been living in the Turkey Creek, Lake Cove area for many, many years, in the woods area back there. And biggest memory I remember about hunting season, you and I, and there was, I think, several others from KVPI, we covered the elections. And I remember one election night, this was right around the time that they changed to going to computer. And they had all, and it was a big election like this. It was the governor's race, including all the local races and all the statewide races. And there was a problem with the machines, Jim. Do you remember that? And we stayed up all night long at the clerk of court's office because there was all kinds of problems. I remember finally when they got it all straightened out, I remember going back home at either 3 or 4 in the morning, Jim, and the hunters were going out to hunt. Uh-huh. As I was going home, the squirrel hunters were coming because the elections were always around the time when hunting season started.
Oh, absolutely.
Uh-huh. So I'll never forget that. That was the latest election I've ever went to.
This year is October 12th, but then it could have been a week earlier would be, you know,
exactly
the time for all those hunters. and a lot of people remember that Tennessee Ernie Ford Shotgun Boogie.
Mm-hmm.
The Fat Rabbits and the Squirrels. But there's going to be a lot of sauces prepared in the next few days with the beginning of the squirrel season.
In fact, how many years did this, actually there was no school because of the fact that there were so many people that would not, they were all going
right
to the woods?
Right, we mentioned that briefly last time, that there was a very high rate of absentees on that Friday, mm-hmm, before squirrel season would start. And so you had to be very careful about that. But also, and mention that up in Colorado and Wyoming, the day before deer season, they've got no school, you know,
wow,
in many places up there. Because people are going camping, you know.
I wonder if our parish was the only one that did that, or was that had the high rate of absenteeism, or did other parishes do the same thing?
I would suspect other parishes had quite a bit of that, but maybe somebody knows more information and could give us a call. 363-2124.
That's right. Give us a call. 363-2124, and let's hear a message from you, Jim, and then we'll try to pick up some more phone calls sur la tasse de café.
All right. If you're 62 years of age or older, you're handicapped or disabled, regardless of age, and you're looking for a nice, quiet place to live, you should consider Prairie Plaza Apartments in Pine Prairie. Our complex offers 1 and 2 bedroom apartments, each with their own outdoor porch space. Each unit is all electric, comes with a stove, refrigerator, and central air and heat. They have a community room, outdoor pavilion, which is real nice, with a barbecue pit, coin-operated laundry on site, and they're a federally assisted elderly housing complex. $100 security deposit is required, and rent is based on your income. So rental assistance is available. They currently do not have any vacancies, but it's a good time to put your name on their waiting list. Contact Mindy Leggett at 337-599-2246. For TDD access, call LA Relay at 1-800-846-5277. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and equal housing opportunity. And that is the place that we just talked about, and keep that in mind, please.
Okay, Jim, and we have another call.
Moi je veux, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hello, you're on the air.
Better turn off my radio. Hey there.
You're on the air. Go hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Who's this?
Oh, my name is Ed. Listen, I'm driving, and my phone isn't working on my thing, so let me make it real quick. 6 years ago, when I was working out of Lake Charles, I remember mentioning to somebody, it's crazy how we have Mardi Gras off down here, and other people don't even know about it. The schools are out, and one of the guys over there had mentioned, well, in Alexandria, which is Rapides Parish, or one of those around there, they take off the first day of deer hunt season is a holiday for them instead of Mardi Gras. Just thought I'd mention that.
Right, so that was a day off from school.
Yeah, in lieu of taking Mardi Gras off, they took first day of deer hunt season off.
All right, uh-huh. Well, I'll tell you what, now Mardi Gras is a holiday, but I remember when I was in school, if you missed school on Mardi Gras, you had to have a written excuse the next day.
Well, I imagine there was a lot of written excuses the next day.
Yes.
All right, y'all have a good one.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks for listening. All right, 363-2124, c'est notre numéro de phone. T'es invité pour donner des ordres et call. C'est à peu près 38 minutes après 8 heures, 38 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock on a good-looking Wednesday morning. And again, Jim, as we mentioned, we're crossing our fingers according to Dave's long-range weather picture. Early next week, we should see a little taste of fall, finally, just in time for the Cotton Festival, Jim, which would be perfect.
That's absolutely right, and Cotton Festival, that's next week, right?
Yeah, Cotton Festival is next
week.
So if anyone having memories of the Cotton Festival, as you mentioned, Jim, about the fair and the fair rides and the fair food, or or anything else to involve with the Cotton Festival.
And let's not forget the tournoi, Mark.
Oh, the tournoi as well.
The 13th, Sunday the 13th, huh?
Exactly. It's going to be a busy week for all of us here. We got the elections. We got the Cotton Festival. It's going to be a wild week. La semaine qui vient sur KVPI. And I think we have another phone call.
Mon cheveu. Let's see. Is it for us, Mark?
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll say bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Yes, sir. This is Stephen.
Yes, Stephen. Uh-huh.
Y'all talking about members of the Cotton Festival?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. I have a lot of memories of the Cotton Festival going there, different stages of my life. Going there when I was a young kid, going there when I was in elementary school, then going there when I was in middle school, then going there with my friends when I was in high school, on the 10th grade and 11th grade in high school with my friends. When I was in... little kid, the things were like a quarter. You go there and play games like 25 cents. Then when I got in high school, the things that went up a good bit. But man, now the stuff is so high. They were telling me it cost like $10 just to walk into the fair.
How
or $15,
about
something like that.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's no cost to go to the to go visit the fair. As far as I know, Stephen, the only charge is the Friday night charge because of the street dance. But other than that,
I was misinformed.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Thank you very much, Stephen.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Stephen, 363-2124. The lines are back open. Suan Gros Mekredzi, give us a call here at the radio station. We'd love to hear from you, to chat with us in English or en français. Jim?
All right. Let's talk about Sooner Auto Salvage. 2102 West Bentonville Platte, offering a large selection of auto parts for any make or model of automobile, parts for motorcycles, imports, and vans and cars and trucks. If they don't have the part you're looking for, they'll do everything they possibly can to get it for you. Sooner Auto Salvage offers complete auto service, working on transmissions and wheels, brakes, struts, starters, alternators, air conditioning, and more. And if you need a vehicle checkup, come and let their certified mechanics take a look for you. They remind you that all parts and labor are warranted. When it comes to parts, your choice. You have a choice of brand-new parts or reconditioned parts. They're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., and if you find yourself in need of wrecker service or towing service, call Donnie and Amanda at 363-1960, 363-1960, and that is Sooner Auto Salvage, right there at 2102 West Main, regular phone 363-7226. Or Sooners Auto Salvage.
Okay, Jim, t'as fait ton point bien clair. And we, as far as celebrity birthdays, I have one that I mentioned him earlier this morning. One of the funniest guys, as far as I'm concerned, was born on this date way back in 1890.
Wow. My grandma was born in 1890.
He, along with his brothers, made a lot of funny movies. And later on, he had a very popular game show. He liked to smoke a cigar.
Oh, yes. I think I remember who you're talking about.
Julius Henry Groucho Marx. Jim was born in 1890, died in 1977. He was 86 years old, Jim. And if you'll permit me, when I think of Groucho Marx, there's one clip. You know, he had his very popular game show in the 50s called You Bet Your Life.
Oh, yes.
And one of those episodes, thank God somebody preserved this particular episode, was a very colorful politician named Cousin Dud.
Dudley J. DeBlanc.
The man who made a fortune on an elixir called Hattacall. And here is Dudley J. LeBlanc teaming up with Groucho Marx. Enjoy.
No, I didn't believe in that kind of stuff. I hired a big jazz band, and I went out, and I made 112 speeches, and only two of them in English.
You made 112 speeches and only two of them were in English?
That's right.
No wonder you were elected. Nobody knew what you were talking about. Well, if you didn't speak English, what language were you declaiming in?
Well, you know, in South Louisiana, we have probably 500,000 people who speak French, and I'll say, conservatively speaking, over 100,000 don't even understand English.
It's like Quebec, huh?
Or Montreal.
I see. Huh? Well, could you give us a sample of a campaign speech in French? I speak it very well, you know.
Yeah. Il y avait un petit jeune homme une fois venu auprès d'un barbershop et il voulait se faire raser. Il a attaché son mulet et il a rentré quand le barbier a commencé à y passer de la savonnure sur la figure. Il dit, si tu veux, il dit, je vais te barguiner mon mulet pour ton rasoir. Le barbier dit, mais comment ça peut se faire? Mais il dit, ton rasoir râle plus fort que mon mulet.
That's a mighty fine speech, Senator. I understood every word. Did you really promise the voters all that?
Oh, no, but listen, this was a French joke. This is not a speech. I told you.
Well, that was a very funny joke. Now, what was it in English?
Well, it was a young man who came to a country lad, came to the town one day, and he hitched his mule in front of the barber shop, and he went in and wanted to shave. So after the barber lathered his face, he told the barber and started shaving. He says, wait a minute, he says to the barber. He says, if you want to, he says, I'll trade you my mule for your razor. The barber says, how can you give me this mule for this rusty razor? So the young man says, well, your razor pulls more than my mule.
And on jokes like that, you got elected?
Oh, you could bet your life.
You know any jokes about a kangaroo?
No, I don't know any jokes about a kangaroo.
Don't you even know the old one about the mother kangaroo who spanked her little boy for eating crackers in bed?
No, I don't know.
Wait till the postman finds out what he missed, eh? You'll be tickled to death, eh? Now, Audrey, you've been listening to the senator here. Do you think you'd vote for him?
Oh, yes, I think I would.
Would you accept this woman's vote?
Oh, I'd be tickled to death.
That's a Louisiana senator for you. He'll take anybody's vote, even a vote that's cast in California. Gertrude, do you know who your state senator is?
Oh, no. I don't know.
Senator, what do you think of a voter who doesn't know who her senator is?
Well, it's not necessarily her fault. There must be something wrong with him, because everybody in Louisiana knows who I am.
Well, Senator, do you have any particular political philosophy?
Well, I, as such, I advocate the cause of the oppressed, the downtrodden, the farmers, and the working man, the Democrats, and the Republicans, and so forth.
Well, do you believe in soaking the rich?
Yes, I've always been a poor boy myself, and... I've always advocated the idea of helping the poor and soaking the rich and make those able to pay the taxes.
Well, do you still believe in that?
Oh, I tell you.
Do you still believe in that, Senator?
Oh, I tell you, not so much now.
Well, what caused this sudden change in your political philosophy?
Well, you know, last year I made $5 million.
How did you manage to make $5 million in 1 year, Senator?
Well, you know, I own the LeBlanc Corporation, the maker that makes Hattacall. We manufacture Hattacall.
Hattacall? What's that good for?
Well, it was good for $5 million for me last year.
And that's good enough for me.
Groucho Marx and Dudley LeBlanc. What a classic, Jim.
That's a pair, all right.
They were both class. Oh, that was good stuff there.
All right, let's talk about one of our sponsors, Mark, while we have a chance here.
Okay.
And we can talk about Jamards Incorporated. And, of course, at Jamards Incorporated, they can do so much for you, and you're not dealing with apprentices. You're dealing with folks who've been in business since 1948. And David will be glad to come over and give you an estimate on whatever project that you have in mind, whether it's seamless gutters around the the roof, or you want replacement windows and doors. In fact, either replacement or brand new. And, of course, right now they've been doing a lot of storage buildings, too. Those metal buildings, you can call 363-1205 or visit them on the web, www.jumards.com. Jumards Incorporated, where comfort and technology come together.
One of my fondest memories of Cousin Dud when I was a kid, Jim, was it every day he used to have a radio show or on weekends? There was one
on
day.
On Sundays, Sundays did have, yeah.
My grandfather, listen, you didn't talk when Cousin Dud came on. He had that little plastic old radio in the corner of the living room, Jim. Mm-hmm. And on Sundays, when Cousin Dud came
12
on,
noon,
we had to shut up so that Papa could hear what Cousin Dud had to say.
That's right, Mark. And, of course, Cousin Dud was a household name way back years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? While we have a chance here, Mark, let's talk about Winston LaFleur and Raiders Insulation. You know, Winston is ready to help you out in any way possible. You can save money, you can save energy when you call Winston LaFleur with Raiders Insulation. The phone number, 337-230-5811. Il peut vous servir en français aussi bien qu'en anglais. Le numéro de phone, 337-230-5811. Financing is available with Winston and Raiders Insulation, so he can help you reduce your energy costs. Call him to find out. He'll be glad to give you all the information you need. And you know what? He can give you the different options and free estimates, financing available. Winston LaFleur with Raiders Insulation.
Okay, 363-2124. On a not call sur la ligne de téléphone, Jim.
All right, mon je veux, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Oh, mais this is Valmont.
Valmont Dupré, là-bas, à l'autre bord d'ici.
Oui, loin, loin, Eunice. Hein? Comment tu crois?
Go ahead, Valmont, glad to hear from you.
Same here. Listen, a while ago, y'all was talking about the Hello Fusier winning for DA.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I was young at the time, but I don't know what year that was. But I remember going downtown, and a lot of you could hear these old men talking, you know, down the street. And every so often, one would say, Hello! Hello, G. Hello Fusier!
Uh-huh.
You never heard that?
How about that? You remember that? That was in the 1950s, huh?
Man, I was born in 55. I don't remember that far back.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So, no, you don't remember beyond that year, that's for sure. So it must have been like 60s or 70s, huh?
I guess it was much later, maybe for re-elections going it far, you know?
Uh-huh.
But I remember that there's years ago, and I still remember it. I found that so funny.
Yeah, in those days they had tickets, you know. We had mentioned that last program. You have le ticket à Paca, le ticket à Bruce, et so forth and so on, you know.
Oh, je rappelle bien de ça, cher mes amis. Quand dans le temps d'élection, Hélène Pichkov avait un ticket aussi.
Oui, et là, Monsieur Audley Vidrine était dans l'affaire La Course aussi.
And do you remember another one, Valmont, besides here in Ville Platte at the courthouse? November the 11th was a big thing where a lot of politicians would come and politic in Mamou.
Oh, that I remember. That. You couldn't miss that nowhere in the world.
That's true.
You could hear it from blocks away.
Oh, that's right.
Et bon, des fois, ça chauffait, bon, des hommes ont commencé à être parchés, moi, you know?
Oui, au coup, des fois, ça faisait des ennemis dans la politique.
Oh, méchant! Et après l'élection, ils sont tous amis après ça.
Mais exactement. C'est moyen comme les lutteurs professionnels. Ça veut straight un à l'autre dans le ring, mais après ça, ça va naviguer d'une place à l'autre dans le même char.
Oh, yeah, mais quand même, I just want to let you know, I don't know if you had ever heard that.
Well, we sure appreciate hearing from you, Valmont.
Well, I'm glad to hear yours.
On est toujours là. Merci, bon Dieu.
Oui, vous. On va se revoir plus tard.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you, Mr. Valmont. 363-2124. On a à peu près 6 minutes qui reste sur notre programme ce matin sur la tasse de café. And we're going to hear another word from you, Jim.
All right. Thank you, Mark. We want to talk about Flat Town Farm Supply and Hardware right there at 1209 West Main in Ville Platte for all of your hardware needs, folks. They handle general hardware and tools, whether it's hand tools or electrical tools or battery tools. They've got plumbing supplies and electrical supplies and welding supplies, all of your paint needs. And folks, if you're looking for concrete steps, they've got them in many different sizes too. Les escaliers en ciment. You know, they've got fencing and so much more, and they specialize in grain bin sales, service, and parts. They're now a Vermeer dealer handling hay equipment and parts. So stop in and check out their inventory and equipment. Give them a call, 363-5528. That's Flat Town Farm Supply and Hardware.
Okay, Jim, and a reminder again for those, for a long time we had stopped because of technical problems recording our La Tasse de Café programs. But our thanks again to DJ Jacob, who knows a lot more about computers and stuff than I do. We're able to record the La Tasse de Café and our interview shows, a lot of the interviews that we do every week and all of the La Tasse de Café shows. They're on our website, so you can go back and listen to any of our La Tasse de Café programs and a lot of the interview shows, and they're right there.
And, Mark, let's talk about Sesto Young's Appliance, Furniture, and Floor Covering, and a special invitation from Mr. Rob Duplechin to visit them this week. Whenever you're in need of home furnishings or appliances or even flooring for your home, you know, Sesto Young's on 6th Street in Mamou has been in business since 1950. That's a lot of years of experience. So find out why it's such a pleasure to shop with Rob and the friendly folks at Sesto Young's, one of the oldest appliance dealers in our area, offering a complete line of quality Whirlpool, washers, dryers, refrigerators, dishwashers, freezers, and also they've got the Maytag and Ashley names and furniture for every room in the house. So remember, for all of your furniture, appliances, and floor covering needs, see Rob Duplechin at Sesto Young's on 6th Street in Mamou.
And on call.
Mon cheveu, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hi, good morning. This is Dolores.
Yes, Dolores, go ahead.
I don't know if anybody else would remember this. Seems like maybe you would, too. But when I was a small child, my parents were going to vote. And I don't know if everybody voted at the courthouse or what. I was too young to remember. But I remember going with them. And when you walked into that big old courthouse, there was people sitting in the back of a table, and they had two boxes. And you would vote. They would give you a piece of paper, and you had to stamp either the donkey.
Oh, yeah, or the elephant.
Or the elephant.
Yes.
And they would take that paper and fold it and put it in the box.
Uh-huh.
Does anybody have a recollection of that?
Well,
that's all I remember because I was very young.
The donkey represented the Democrats and the elephant the Republicans, but that's as far as I can go.
Well, I knew that. I didn't know that even back then. I was just a kid, but that's the way it was done. That's all I remember.
So it was like a paper ballot that you...
Right. There was a little paper, and you would stamp whichever one you wanted. They would show you both of them. I just wanted to get them home and play with them.
Uh-huh, I see.
Voting stuff.
Thank you so much.
I wanted to let y'all know that.
All right, we appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Mark, let's talk about Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop. And, of course, if you're looking around your den, your living room, and that furniture starts to look like it needs attention, call Gervis O'Connor Upholstery right there at 614 East LaSalle Street, phone number 363-7011. Gervis will be glad to...